This is program number LW2468. It happened a number of years ago, almost 50 to be exact. There was a poor couple in the Midwest who had an only son, and their deepest ambition for him was to go to college. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you about it today. The father, a common laborer, and the mother, a housekeeper, wanted their boy to fulfill all the dreams, really, that they had had for themselves, but were not able to accomplish. And their only child, a boy, knew it. So he worked very hard in high school. His grades, though, were just barely passing. In his senior year in high school, he really had a hard time. After extensive testing, he was finally told by his advisors to forget college. He would never make it through. The boy was crushed. He had tried so hard to be what his parents had wanted him to be. He knew how much they had sacrificed to give him the chance of going to college. Crushed, that boy told his high school principal, "I've failed my parents." "No, you haven't. Not yet, anyway," the principal said. "People have different kinds of talents," he said. "There are artists who don't know the multiplication tables. There are brilliant engineers who can't spell. There are professors who are tone deaf." But he said, "Every one of us has something special. And," he told the boy, "you're no exception." He said, "Someday you'll find what your special talent is. And when you do, you'll make your parents very proud of you." The year was 1935, and jobs were scarce, but the boy managed to keep busy mowing lawns and doing yard work. And it was then that it happened. People began to notice that the boy had, so to speak, a green thumb. He loved plants and flowers, and they seemed to grow and even thrive under his care. And he had an eye for color, too. He knew how to mix colors in flower beds in beautiful combinations. One day, when the kid was downtown, he happened to notice a stretch of unused land behind City Hall. And it just so happened that the mayor came walking down the street at that precise moment. So impetuously, the boy stopped him and said, "Sir, I can make a garden out of this dump if you'll let me." Well, the mayor said, "Sorry, son." He said, "I'm afraid the town doesn't have the money for anything like that." The boy said, "I don't want money for it." He said, "I just want to do it." Well, it's hard to turn down a gift. So he got approval, and with borrowed tools and seed, he turned that dump into a beautiful little park. He got businessmen to donate benches. He put in grassy areas, curved walks, even a fish pond. And everybody got excited. So did the boy. He learned that he had a natural talent as a landscape gardener. And as a result of what the town saw, the boy got more work than he could handle. Today, 50 years later, that fellow heads up a prosperous landscaping business. He owns large greenhouses, has a retail florist shop, and a fleet of delivery trucks. He has served on the town council, is active in his church, and is regarded as one of the town's leading citizens. But you know, he still can't speak French or spell very well. Trigonometry remains a mystery to him. But all that doesn't matter much anymore, and his aged parents are today very proud of their only son. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, even God wants a man to be all that he can be. But consider this, when it comes to God, God wants a man to admit that whatever his talents are, he's got to admit they really came from God. The Bible says, as each has received a gift, employ it for one another, as good stewards of God's varied grace. Maybe it could be best put this way. It'd be best if a man could say, "I'm yours, Lord, everything I've got, everything I am, everything I'm not. I'm yours, Lord, try me now and see. See if I can be completely yours." Listen, give God the credit, and then give him the thanks for what you are, even for what you're not. I've written a pamphlet I'd sure like to send to you. It's called, What Controls Your Life? You know, there's something that controls each of our lives. I'd sure like to send it to you. It's free. What Controls Your Life? That's the name of it. Write me for it, care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.